Rota jurisprudence is constituted not by an individual or even by many decisions of the Rota, but by a manner of judging which is consistent in many decisions over a certain period of time. The consistent manner of judging unites the extrinsic authority of the Rota to its intrinsic authority. In the words of the late Aurelio Sabatani, who was both a Rotal auditor and then secretary and prefect of the Apostolic Signatura, thus the jurisprudence is imposed not by reason of authority, but by the authority of reason. The prelate auditors of the Rota, sharing in common humanity, can fail in one or another decision to express precisely the consistent manner of judging at the Rota in a determinate matter, or even to abandon in some way such a stable manner of judging. The practice proposed in an article written by an Anglophone canonist now some years ago is therefore not correct when he was commenting on the behaviorist and personalist trends in certain Rotal decisions from 1969 and lamenting that other decisions were not following them. With these words, he proposed a cafeteria-type approach to the individual Rotal decisions, and I quote him, "It is a sound canonical principle to be ample and lenient in applying the good things of the law." As if everything in the law was not good. "This means that the very best of the Rotal decisions should be applied widely. And practically speaking, this means that titles for marriage nullity today include all sorts of disorders used in the psychiatric sciences if these illnesses would radically inhibit one from establishing a conjugal community of life and love," end of quote. Such a point of view would give to each decision of the Rota the quality of universal law, even if it contradicts other decisions in the same matter. Moreover, it leaves to the judge of the lower tribunal the office of deciding what is Rotal jurisprudence according to his tastes, following the jurisprudence that he retains to be the very best.